Daryl Manuel is in studio. Daryl, thank you for coming in today.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, I was asked yesterday, but before we get to the Paul Marquardt stuff, I was asked yesterday, what is taking so long for Minnesota DNR to issue a permit to you so you know where you're at in regards to the overall project? We called Minnesota DNR. Their answer to Amy was not rude in any way. They just said, look, the person that handles that or could answer that isn't in for a week. I don't think our listeners wanted to wait a week, so we called you knowing that you're as close to this permit process as anybody. Why is it? What's the process for getting the permit from Minnesota DNR?
Well, the process is similar to what the Corps of Engineers did. It's basically a reenactment of an environmental impact study that the Corps of Engineers did, and you know, it took the Corps a while to get theirs completed as well. I can't speak for how the Minnesota DNR works, but I do know that they basically go over everything again. And, you know, to, I guess, from their perspective of Minnesota and Minnesota DNR, they want to ensure that everything is right according to their laws.
Do they give you a timeline, Daryl?
Well, yes. Initially, we thought that that was going to be done like the end of this year or early part of next year. And then they asked for a 4-month extension. That was late last year. Along with that 4-month extension, they asked for another $400,000, okay, which obviously we had to agree to.
So it's costly. Yep. Well, I suppose you're the one asking for the permit.
$1.4 million.
Interesting. So you have an idea of when you're going to get it. The point being, for those of you who haven't followed this, that Representative Paul Marquardt said the building of the ring dikes around Hixon, Bakke, Oxbow is premature until the Minnesota permit has been issued by DNR for the overall project. I know you disagree with that. Explain to the listeners why you disagree with that.
Well, if it were starting on the diversion channel itself, then I would say he's right. You know, we can't start until we, you know, there's a number of things besides Minnesota that we have to have in place. The partnership agreement with the federal government and obviously appropriations, because, you know, that's just the way that it goes. With regard to Oxbow, the fact that the Minnesota DNR, and you're well aware of this, sent Mayor Nyhoff a letter. They sent me a letter. I talked to Mike Carroll from the DNR twice. Yes, their desire would be that we wait. However, if you think about, let's forget about the diversion itself. Let's just talk about Oxbow. Minnesota DNR wouldn't have a say whatsoever in a ring levy around Oxbow, just as any other project in its city in North Dakota, just as North Dakota didn't stop anything in terms of ring levies in Minnesota. So with that in mind, the concentration of Minnesota DNR's study is not on Oxbow. The concentration of their study is on the diversion channel and the dam, what people refer to as high hazard dam or what have you, and what implications there are of that. I would dare say, and I'm not going to say that they aren't going to look at, but I would dare say the chances are so minutiae of anything that they would come up with regard to Oxbow, Bakke, Hixon, in terms of any negative impacts from that, that there isn't something there that's going to stop Oxbow levee from being built. We've committed to building it regardless. And so our reason for pushing forward is that we can get 1 year ahead in terms of the getting people on with their lives, the market values, the Kindred School District, and, oh, by the way, a certified 100-year level for Oxbow. I'm not talking about Bakke, Hixon, because we know they're higher. So those are the reasons why we didn't do this to thumb our nose at the Minnesota DNR. We basically, in our discussions, they didn't seem upset to me. I have a phone number. I didn't get any calls from Minnesota DNR when we were pushing forward saying that, you know what, you shouldn't have done that. You know, and likewise with Representative Marquardt, I have a phone number. He can call me. He didn't. He chose to wait until there was a public meeting to, you know, express his anger. I don't think the Minnesota DNR needs a representative from District 4 to necessarily go to bat for them at this stage, maybe down the road. But they're doing their work. They're working daily with the Corps of Engineers on working through this. I think that those two agencies will work through this. I do. Should they not, there'll be another issue, but it'll be the issue of the diversion channel, not the issue of Oxbow.
Let me do a what-if scenario with you, Darrell. What if the permitting process from the DNR doesn't go the way you want it? Okay, let's make that assumption, even though you, I'm sure you predicted it won't, it will go the way you want, but let's say it doesn't. Okay, now the project around Hicks and Oxbow Bakke is how many dollars?
$65 million.
Okay, plus. $65 million. Could it be that Minnesota and DNR, Minnesota, whatever, says we're going to end up looking like the jerks here? We never gave them their permit. They already spent $65 million. They're going to say, "Hey, we got this project started. Now we're the a-holes in the room, so to speak." You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I don't see how they would be viewed that way. If anybody is going to be pointing fingers, it'll be pointed at the Diversion Authority. I don't think Minnesota DNR is the one that pushed this forward or advanced this or did anything. They followed the laws, too, in saying that they have no jurisdiction in terms of stopping that Oxbow Bakke Hicks and things. So how could they be held accountable for if it proceeded? I don't see that connection.
The other part to all of this is the fact that, you know, when this happened, there was all this talk at different levels by people from the authority and people outside the authority that even with the Upstream Coalition saying, okay, is this part of the project? Is this not part of the project? Is this a separate issue? Is this simply to protect communities? Because the communities themselves come out and say, look, we don't have a flooding issue. You know, in Hickson and in Bakke and in Oxbow, and Oxbow did have a flooding issue and they addressed the flooding issue. They didn't need help from the Diversion Authority unless the diversion went in.
Well, first of all, Oxbow does not have flood protection certified to 100-year level. Absolutely, without question, they do not have 100-year certified protection. So that's the first thing. I will agree that Bakke and Hickson are in a better position.
Can I interrupt you on that one, though, Darrell? Yeah. The 100-year protection that you're talking about, that changed. When they went in and built flood protection in Oxbow, they built to 100-year flood protection, but the definition of 100-year flood protection now changed. The Corps itself changed what they felt that needed to
even the FEMA flood maps, they don't have the freeboard to be certified. They'll probably withstand, that, but the water's going to be lapping at the top of whatever they've done.
Okay. So I'll concede that point. I just wanted to.
So there is the freeboard issue that gets something certified.
But go ahead and make your point. Yeah. I interrupted you.
Anyway, going back to, you and I talked about this before. I called in and explained it once, and I know you even talked about it yesterday, about, picking and choosing when do you use it part of project and when is it independent. And I explained to you that it's both. I explained to you that no one is denying it had its roots with the diversion channel. But there is a part of that that I called independent utility. There's a part of that says that the reasons I just gave you in terms of a Kinwood school district, the market values of the homes, and the risk to get certified bring about an independent utility that causes the need for us to take action on it, and that's the part. And then beyond that, it's the lawyers to talk about. About who's right and wrong on that definition.
The little bit of time we have when we come back, ponder this question on the break, Darrell. The question is, does what Representative Paul Marquardt, having said and done what he did, change your opinion of whether or not you should have started this ring dike project? Would have it been better to start this in 2015? I want to ask you that when we come back right here on News and Views. The question that I posed to the FM Diversion Authority chairman, are you chairman right now, Darrell?
Yes.
All right, I still got the titles right. But Darrell Vanuel was whether or not, in light of what Representative Marquardt has said and done, if he still believes starting construction of these ring dikes in 2014 was a good decision.
Well, I still think it was for the reasons that I've stated previously, but knowing how strongly Representative Marquardt is coming out right now, had that been prior to construction, we certainly would have sat down to make sure that we understand where each is coming from, because I've given my reasons as to why we started that. ahead of time to get a year jump on construction and in something that was inevitable anyway. We were going to do with or without the diversion. It appears to me, as I read in the paper and the comments, I was at the meeting the other day with the Business Leaders Task Force when he spoke the same thing. It appears to me that he's taking issue in somehow seemingly standing up for the Minnesota DNR on something that I don't know that the Minnesota DNR has called us and asked us to stop anything. So it seems to me that I don't quite understand where he's coming from precisely. If he wants to, you know, talk about funding after the DNR is done and things, you know, they have something and we aren't abiding by them, then by all means, then he's representing what he should be representing. But to do it prematurely is like, it's like, it's devastating at all levels. It's devastating at the congressional level, at North Dakota legislator level.
Chairman Vanio, that equipment showed up. Nobody knew it was going to happen. I mean, it wasn't like on May 1st, we are going to begin construction of a ring dike around. I mean, you're close enough to the project that obviously you knew Riley Brothers were going to move in. But when that hit, even the people that live there had absolutely no idea that that equipment was showing up.
The exact hour and day, you're correct. But I can tell you that we've talked about starting construction of that Oxbow levee somewhere in the neighborhood of end of June, early July. That was always our target. Always our target. It was public in many meetings that we talked about that. For somebody to say that just because they didn't know the hour of the day that they showed up is simply, I think, far less than being accurate, and we didn't know. They certainly knew it was going to happen somewhere in that neighborhood.
Do you have a meeting coming up with Representative Marquardt?
I do, Monday morning.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be interested to hear how that went. Daryl, you've always made yourself available to us. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Joe.
Daryl Vanio, Cass County Commissioner and Chairman of the FM Diversion Authority.